Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simen Shin Mem. We are doing Simen Shin Mem Si'if Dalid. We're not going to get through all the Mishnah Berurah on Si'if Dalid because that's going to take us through tomorrow night and the night after, but at least the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah on Simen Shin Mem Si'if Dalid. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh li zar, this is page 378, Kuf Pei Tes Amid Beis, Yesh li zar shalo lichtov be'etzba'o b'mashkin al ha'shulchan o be'efer. One should be careful not to write using his finger by dipping it in a liquid and then writing out letters on a table or on ashes or something like that. Says the Rama, Aval mutr lirshom ba'avir kaminosios. You can make shapes of letters in the air, right? Meaning you're allowed to spell something out with your finger in the air, and that is not a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yurches, Yesh lizar, Ratzalomar, after chiv chatas lakad bin shikh lav davka bidyo bishar davar kiyotz bzeh, shirishum miskayim gatil kamei, afilu hachim midrabban nasr afbeinu miskayim. Even though it's clearly not a chiv d'oraisa, it's only a chiv d'oraisa if you write with ink that has staying power, whereas over here you're just writing with some juice or something. It's not going to stick around. It's not going to leave a lasting impression. So it's not going to be an issa d'oraisa, but it's still asumi d'rabanan. B'mashkin, rotzolomer shetov letzbo beis a mashka v'kasuba al ha'shulchan. You dipped your finger in a mashka and you write with it on a table. V'u'adin al niyaru klaf chiyotzi b'zeh. It doesn't have to be on a table. It could be on a piece of paper. It could be on a piece of cloth. V'kasuba achronim da'afilum kasuba mashkin al davar she'enu miskayim. Even if you don't write on a real surface, you write on a surface itself that's not going to be miskayim, it's still asa midrabanan. Meaning, in order to violate kosa midaraisa, both the ink and the surface upon which you write need to have some permanence to them. If either one doesn't have permanence to them, then it's only nisa midrabanan. Chiddush over here is, even if neither have permanence, neither the ink nor the surface you're writing on have permanence, it's still asa midrabanan. It doesn't become mutter when neither have permanence. It means you scrape out the letters on with your you scrape out the shapes of letters in dry ash or in sand for that matter. If you have a fogged up window, you're not allowed to write on the fogged up window. Let's say you have congealed blood or fat that you scrape out letters, mashmat sefta d'chayiv. That might be a chiv d'oraisa because that does have some level of staying power, and therefore that you might be chayiv. In the Dirsh over here, he points out, and what if you walk on sand or on soft dirt with a shoe that leaves an imprint at the bottom and it has the name of the shoe company on the bottom of the shoe? So with the, you know, wherever you walk, it says Timberland or whatever, right? Wherever you walked. So is that a problem? So it goes from Nissan Krellitz that that's mutter. Okay. Sivkan Chaval, Lirshom, Kedil Ramiz Chavir is a dover. This is going on where the Rama says, you're allowed to make shapes of letters in the air to be Mirami something to somebody else. We do not view this as like practicing writing, which one would imagine would be usher on some level to practice writing. And once we're on the topic of practicing and learning how to do something, it's mutter to watch someone do some sort of professional task, even though you are learning how to do it by watching them. Meaning, so you see a guy doing something, so you're allowed to watch and see how they are doing it. But that's only if you just happen to run into it, you happen to see it, and you're studying to become a paramedic or something, and you walk by the scene of an accident, and you see them working on something, so you're allowed to stop and watch, even though you're not doing anything, you're just watching to learn how to do it. But you shouldn't talk to the guy about it at all. But to specifically go out of your way to watch the guy do malacha, that so that you could learn how to do it by watching, that you're not allowed to do. There's a discussion that they have about going to a surgical theater, right? To watch the surgeon perform surgery, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So strictly speaking, it should be mutter. But if you're going out of your way in order to learn how to do something, so then there's what to discuss that maybe that's aser. Okay, ba'avir. Just like spelling out letters in the air is mutter, you're also, if you just put your finger on the surface and spell out letters without any liquid on your fingers and without leaving any mark whatsoever, for permanent or non-permanent, you're just shaping out the letters with your finger, that's going to be mutter. Because it leaves no mark. That's not like the case of mashkin or efer, because the mashkin, you're leaving the mashka on the table, and by the efer, you're scraping the, you're imprinting the shape of the letter in the efer. Says Mishbura, you know, I feel like now's a good time to tell you all the dinim of Kosev and Mochek, because the Shulchan Aruch didn't tell you enough about Kosev and Mochek. So he's never like a whole bunch of points about Kosev and Mochek. Well, and it goes through tomorrow's Mishbura and well into the following day. He has some, I think, like 9 points about Kosev and Mochek. So we'll do point number one today. Aleph. You're only chayiv if you left something that leaves a mark and stays that way. Kigon dio shchar of v'sikra, which is tzava adom, v'komos, which is srafila, numeafatzim, kankantum, v'kleoferes, lead or ink or anything like that. V'chol chayos b'em shudover m'skayim. It's got to be some lasting ink. V'cheinenu chayiv at shiichtov al dover shem m'skayim aksav alav. And it also has to be written on a surface that will be lasting and that will hold the writing on it. Kugon al or klaf niyar ve'eitz uchiyotzibem, on a piece of leather, on a piece of klaf, on a piece of paper, on a piece of wood, things like that. Aval hakosev b'davar shein rishum ma'omid. But if you're writing with an ink that is not lasting, kugon b'mashkenu meperos, such as fruit juice, oshkasev b'diyo chiyotzibal yidei yirakos val kol davasheinu ma'omid, or you're writing on a surface that doesn't have lasting power, pater. Then it's going to be pater. Ve'nu chayvat shichto b'davar ma'omid. Al Dover Omeid. You're only going to be chayiv if you write with a Dover Omeid, on a Dover Omeid. V'chein ein amochi chayiv at shimcho ksafa omeid me'al gabi Dover Omeid. And the same is true with erasing. You're only chayiv for erasing if you erased a lasting writing from a lasting parchment. V'kol zelin chiyuv chatos. That's as far as the chiyuv mido oraisa. Avalosat rabban yesh afilu ksaf b'dov she'en omeid al dover she'en omeid v'chein ein mechika. As we said earlier, if the ksav is not omeid and the parchment's not omeid, still asami drabanan. Right? So if either one or both are not omeid, then it's asami drabanan. So what we learned tonight is we said that you're not allowed to write with even a mashke on a table or a tablet or anything, or to form letters in Afer, but you and by the same token, you're not allowed to form letters on a fogged up window or something like that, or in sand, but you are allowed to form letters, the shapes of letters just in the air with your finger or just on the table with your finger. Then we learned that one is that to go watch someone do a malacha is technically mutter, but you're not allowed to go out of your way to learn how to do the malacha by watching the person on Shabbos. And then in point number one about the malacha of Kosev and Mochek, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only going to be chiv midaraisa if you're writing with a lasting ink on a lasting parchment. But if either one is not lasting or both are not lasting, then it is only going to be Kosev or Mochek midrabanan. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, same time, same place, we will pick up with points Beis and Gimel and Dalit and Hey and Vav. And okay, have a good night, everybody.